It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a comedian named Learnmore Genasi. He is of South Africa. Okay.
Learnmore Genasi.
Genasi.
Okay.
And I had never seen or heard of him. Not that I know all comedians, but there's a lot of great comedians that are very funny. But he was on a podcast that went viral because, and you may have seen it, he told everyone what he said was the meaning of the song from The Lion King. I don't know. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we played it on the show.
On segment 17, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And it was hilarious. And we even said at the time, like, that's probably not real. I'm like, well, I don't know. But it's probably not.
Who knows?
But probably not, because at some point you would think somebody surely over the last 30 years would have said that out loud.
Yes.
If it were real.
Yeah, so, he basically said that it meant, look, it's a lion. Oh, my God.
Now, in this clip, it's going to start with him on stage, okay? And you're going to hear him get interrupted, and he'll explain, oh, I just got served. Then it's going to flashback to the clip that he is being sued for, okay? Here we go.
Was less fortunate. What is this? What is this?
Service.
Oh, I just got served. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. You just...
He's at the Laugh Factory.
For those who are wondering what this is for... I did a joke about the Lion King. I don't know. You saw it? That was me, yeah.
Flashback.
So he's laughing about it, but it's a $27 million lawsuit. Jeez. Maybe he didn't know that at that point. Here's the joke.
You were way off.
All right. Papa, you made up.
You should see me when I do it in front of white people. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hold on. Can you do that? Do that one more time. Do that again.
What does it mean?
It means,
look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
You're joking.
That's
that is
it.
Not what that means. That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
It means, look, there's a lion.
Oh my God.
There's a lion. Oh my God.
It's a lion.
And see, he's not that far off, because when you look it up, it's here comes a lion, father. Oh, yes, it's a lion. A lion. We're going to conquer. A lion and a leopard come to this open place.
Really?
Yeah.
This is even more meritless than I thought, and I already thought it was meritless.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's forever going to make me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great clip.
Oh, my God.
This whole time, I thought it was like this. Like this beautiful, majestic. Look here, like, there's a moon lion.
It's a lion.
Now,
so now it's back to him on stage after he's been served.
Okay.
This is the shit. The Lion King. I just got served, bro. Yeah, I got served right in front of you guys. I'm now raising money at GoFundMe page.
He's gonna end up getting super famous because this guy sued him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wait, hopefully he's pretty funny anyway.
Oh, this is so funny, man. All right, how do we move on from this? You know, this is what happened. You know, I was watching The Lion King, and my question was, why do these lions have American accents? And they're like in Africa. And the only accent they gave it to the monkey. What the f***?
Disney's official translation of the opening phrase is, all hail the king, we all bow in the presence of the king.
What?
And then the next line, they say, through you, we will emerge victoriously. That's according to the person who is suing Lebohang Moraki, a Grammy-winning South African composer behind the film's opening Zulu vocals. filed a federal civil complaint in California on March 16th against the comedian, suing for $27 million.
How in God's name would you possibly prove damages to that?
Yeah. Did people stop enjoying The Lion King when that happened?
Right. Like whether...
Because he has to prove damages. That's true.
Yeah. I'm just going to assume, too, that that comedian doesn't have $27 million.
Probably not.
So...
No.
Why bother? I mean, nothing against the comedian, but I don't know. Of us had ever heard of him before. $27 million, if he was worth that, hey, good for him, but...
It's obviously somebody that takes themselves very seriously.
Now, what will hurt him is how many publications treated it like that was the real translation, because everything's written by AI bots now,
right?
And no one actually fact-checked it. We probably did the most vigorous fact-checking when we said, that's probably not real, right? I don't know. Let's move on.
I thought and hoped it was real.
Me too.
But because I wanted that to be.
It's funny. I mean, who cares? But it doesn't make the movie or the Broadway play or the live action movie any less good.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit acknowledges that Naganyama can translate to lion in Zulu, but contends in tradition of phrase Mbangi and royal metaphor, Naganyama and Naganyama-a signify kinship. Okay. Cool.
I stopped listening to you because I don't care.
There is no way they win this lawsuit.
No.
I've seen people lose lawsuits that had a far better argument than my feelings are hurt and everyone believed it. And so now I'm losing money
And you're not losing money.
No, I mean, it seems like it's just such an arbitrary number. I'm going to sue you for $27 million.
You're going to have a couple months of people going and seeing the Broadway show and singing along, being like, look, there's a lion.
Yes.
And it'll be silly and it'll be annoying. And then people will forget about it.
That's how much that person has made off of that.
Right.
Like over the years.
It's got to be a lot,
right? I mean, you would think a ton. Yeah. Depending on what their deal was with the studio.
Wow, man. If I was that composer and I saw that, I would be like, this is amazing. My song's going to get a second act.
As a writer, I assume he gets a half penny every time it's streamed. Probably. And how many times did people go and stream that after that? Because that gets in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it would have been so much simpler just to go, to chuckle about it and go, you know, that's not really what it means, right? Like, he was being funny, I think, and this is what it actually means. And let it go, but... Nobody ever learns.
No.
It's like we would have all forgotten about this. And now here it is, and it's drawing attention again.
It's like the cops who sued Afro Man.
Yeah.
None of us would have known about his songs. And then, by the way, I saw a follow-up story. Afro Man has been hit with a flush of money because everybody's going back and streaming his other songs now because they heard how fun that was.
Yeah.
I mean, those cops, now they're humiliated nationally instead of just locally.
Yeah, I would have had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.